Well, we had made a decision yesterday from the airport. She has come from China, 27-year-old Zimbabwean, from China, from the epicenter, but she had not been at the epicenter for some time. She actually was now in Guangzhou, although she works in one city, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. She was cleared by the medical experts from China to come to Zimbabwe, but we were then waiting for a test for coronavirus in China were negative. All the other investigations done, symptoms negative, signs negative. So she then came to Zimbabwe, but we were vigilant because we wanted to assure ourselves that, look, this is what was, and we also wanted to test ourselves. So she came to our international airport. The indications at the airport from the port health officer was that she had the temperature, and once you have the temperature, you then meet the case definition of a suspected case. Positive history of travel from a reporting area or a reporting country, plus one or two symptoms. So she met that criteria. So you had to pick her up from the airport and take her to your isolation facility at the Wilkin Hospital in Harare. On arrival at the hospital, she was stable. Temperature was normal, no symptoms, no respiratory distress, nothing. She was actually at normal, though it stressed up, I think, because of all the things that had been happening as she was coming. We kept her overnight. We still have her admitted at the hospital. Just done today on PCR, we're negative. I hope that will be reported. Just a negative. Maybe there will be a need for confirmatory tests also, but the tests in China, our tests here, have been negative for coronavirus.
So what does that mean? Are you going to keep her there?
For us right now, there is no reason for us to keep her under quarantine, but we will meet as a technical working group. We have a group of specialists that are just there to look at all the developments from the time she left China to the time that she spent in our hospital. And then we'll come up with a determination tomorrow morning.
So we cannot yet say that you are going to release the patient?
This is after a group of technical experts then give their recommendation. In the morning, she'll be out by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Are you saying she'll be out?
No, the recommendations will be out by 10 o'clock in the morning. We will have made a determination by then.
So in some cases, we know that...
This is a group of experts, physicians, epidemiologists, ourselves in public health. But the indications are that there is really... Because we're also following up those that came from China on the same flight, through the same route. But we think that, I'm not the one who's going to come up with the final determination. We put it to the team of experts, but I'm sure by 10 o'clock we'll have a determination.
Now, we see that in some cases when there are people who would have traveled from the affected region, people are kept for about 14 days being monitored and all these kind of things. So why is this not happening to this patient?
There are four categories of patients. Not even patients, but clients. There are those that we consider to be contacts, those maybe who were close to you on a plane, on a bus, in a market, whatever. Those will be contacts. No symptoms, just the fact that you're close to them. There will be those that we say are suspects. Those are those who have been to an area where the disease has been reported from, and they have exhibited one or two symptoms. So if you've been to China, if you've been to Wuhan, if you've been to that province, you are coughing, you have a temperature, and you are short of breath, you fit the definition of a suspect, which in this case is what we are talking about. Or you are a probable case where the test has been done, it has been inconclusive, you have the symptoms, you have come from this place, and the result has not been confirmed, but so you become a probable case. then you are a confirmed case. So those three will be looked at here. And that's what people are using. These are epidemiological decisions, not a Zimbabwean definition. So if you have contact, there are certain things that should be done to you. If you are a suspect, you then get isolated. If you are contact, we follow you up every day, check your temperature, see if you are exhibiting any symptoms. The moment you exhibit any symptoms, you graduate from being a contact to a suspect. So we'll be following up always, every day, to check their temperature, to check whether they have symptoms or not. And then if you have symptoms, you are a suspect, and we will admit you and isolate you. Then we will then follow up those that are at your house. Those then become the new contacts. Mm-hmm. So it's not open and shut case. You may be a contact today, tomorrow you will be a suspect, today after a probable case, and maybe a confirmed case. So probable and confirmed depend on the results. We will have carried out the test. Suspected, we would have been checking whether you have a fever, you have symptoms like shortness of breath, cough, running nose, over and above the fact that you would have come from an area where you have been receiving cases. A contact with somebody who is just casually come into contact with you. Mm-hmm. So these are the processes.
Wonderful. Can we have the name of the patient, please?
I cannot do that for professional reasons.